Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Praise the Lord. Would y'all turn this evening to scripture that we've looked at in 3 John, 3rd Epistle of John. Just one chapter, of course, in 3 John. That's in the back of the Bible. Just find Revelation and start backing up if you're not sure where it is. And it won't be long, you'll be there. 3rd Epistle of John. You got 1 John, you know, 2 John. And 3 John. We have begun a series on these Friday nights called Prosperity Proven. Now we've taught a number of different series in these 2 years, I believe at the direction of the Lord. The Lord directed us to teach on love, how to live in love, how to walk in love, how to keep the New Testament commandment. We spent months on that. And also how to live and walk by faith. We spent months on that. How many think we've got all we ever need to know about love and faith now? No. Of course not. Of course not. But you understand, we give you a good dose.
Yeah.
And then you feed on that and you exercise that.
Yeah.
You walk in it and you grow.
Yeah.
And in another year or so, we'll give you another good dose of it.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
You not only need faith in walking in love, you also need faith for healing. Right? And so we camped on that for months. You need faith in how to be led by the Spirit of God. So we camped on that for months. You need faith in every... Faith works the same in every area. But faith has to be developed in each area. Just because you have strong faith that God is real and He's your Savior, and strong faith that He's coming again, doesn't mean you have any faith to be healed. Did you hear me? Just because you got strong faith to be healed doesn't mean you have any faith at all for prosperity. Are you with me?
Yes.
See, faith has to be developed in each area. And how does faith come? By begging for faith and praying for faith?
No.
No. By getting people to lay hands on you and impart faith to you?
No.
No. No. How does the Bible say faith comes? It comes by hearing. Well, faith for healing would come from hearing the scripture on healing. Right? Faith for walking in love comes from hearing the scripture on that subject. Well, the Lord has directed me 2 areas now for our next step up as a church family that we are to teach on prayer. And we've been doing that on Sundays. We've begun now talking about prayer, and our faith is getting fed on prayer, and we're going to pray stronger and better. And then also on Fridays now, teaching on prosperity. How many believe if you really could pray, I mean you really were a good prayer and you really had a ton of money? That'd be a good combination. You're praying and you're hearing from God and you got money to do anything and everything He tells you to do. Well, of course, the devil didn't want you to know about either one of these subjects. So you've already had some overcoming just being here. You're here. We ought to stand up and shout right on that, because the enemy tried to keep you from being here. But you're here. Everybody say, here I am. That's proof positive that God is real and that He's faithful and He hears and answers prayer. Well, let's read 3 John and continue on our series this evening called Prosperity Proven. 3 John and the 2nd verse. 3 John 2 says, Beloved, I wish, or the margin says pray or desire, above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And verse 3, he talks about truth. And verse 4, he talks about truth. And verse 8, he talks about truth. And verse 12, he talks about truth. Truth. Is there truth concerning prosperity?
Yes, sir.
Concerning God's will for us to prosper? Will the truth make you free?
Yes,
sir. Yeah. Did the Lord tell us that it was His will for us to prosper?
Yes.
If you didn't know anything else, if you just took this verse right here, 3 John 2, Beloved, I wish, I desire above all things, not just I desire above all things that you prosper.
Yes.
Now, like we said, some people try to say, well, that's talking about spiritual prosperity. Don't add words to the Bible.
Right.
Didn't you read the scripture that talked about adding to the Bible? Right?
Right?
Don't add words to the Bible. What did He say? That you prosper.
Yes.
Why can't you just believe what He said?
That's it.
And be in health. Mm-hmm. Well, brother, that just means spiritual health. Don't add to the Bible. Don't add to the scripture. Health means health.
Amen.
Prosperity means prosperity.
Amen.
We don't need you adding words to water down what God said.
Amen.
This happens all the time. And I'll admonish you this, and then we'll talk about why it happens. Never water down the scripture to match your experience.
Yeah. Amen.
So you got millions of people that water down the book of Acts and water down 1 Corinthians 12. It talks about the gifts and manifestations of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Why? Because they don't talk in tongues. And because they don't have the manifestations of the gifts of the Spirit, so they want to water down the Bible to match their lack of experience.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You got all kind of people that water down the gospel accounts and all the teaching of Jesus on the subject of healing and all the teaching of faith in the epistles. Why? Because they don't have healing in their life and they don't have healing in their church, and they want to water down the Bible to match what they don't have.
Yeah.
Friend, never do that. That's one reason you ought to read the scripture regularly, like we're talking about. Because when you do, you'll be coming across something you don't have.
Amen.
Every one of us, you'll be coming across something you're not there yet.
Yeah.
You're not operating like that yet. Well, when you get there, don't try to make excuses and water it down so that it fits where you are. Say, Lord, elevate me to match this.
Amen.
Elevate my life and experience to match this.
Amen.
Admit you're not there, but believe He can get you there.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. No, just believe what He said. Beloved. Are you His beloved?
Yes.
Everybody say, that's me.
Yes.
He's talking to me.
Amen.
Then what'd God say to you? Beloved, I desire, I wish, I pray above all things that you would prosper. You believe that?
Yes.
That God told you He desired you to prosper.
Yes.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
A great portion of the church world does not believe that. And it's sad. But we do.
Yes.
We do.
Yes.
Oh, brother, you mean y'all are literalists? Well, if you mean, do we take this for exactly what He said and believe it, He meant what He said, and He said what He meant, and He'll do what He said? Yeah. Yeah. What else would you be? If we're not literalists, what would we be?
Poor.
He's just speaking. Yeah, poor. Most said you'll be poor. That's right. Most paying attention. We're not living in figures and similes. Where does it come? Practical application of the word. Said out loud, it is His will.
It is His will.
He told me so.
He told me so.
For me to prosper.
For me to prosper.
Me to be healthy.
Me to be healthy.
This happens. As my soul prospers.
As my soul prospers.
Sometimes people say, well, yeah, well, see that means, He said that's the most important thing, is that your soul prospered. No, He didn't say that either. No. People like to twist the scripture to match what they think. No. No, He didn't say it. He said it's going to happen as your soul prospers. Thank God we don't have to pick and choose. Right? Now, if I had to pick between being rich and going to heaven, it wouldn't be a pick. Right? But I don't have to pick. We get it all. We get to go to heaven. We get to have the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We get to have the authority in the name of Jesus. We get to be healed. We get to be rich.
Yes.
We get it all.
Amen.
Didn't he say all things are yours?
Amen.
Amen. We've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And see, every blessing is spiritual in source, but then it's manifested in the natural. You prosper first, not in your pocketbook, not in your checking account. You prosper first in your soul.
Yes.
You're not going to prosper externally until you prosper internally. Somebody say, well, that's the same thing I'm saying. No, I doubt it. If you were talking about that, that's the most important. No, it happens in your thinking and in your speaking and in your believing. You must quit thinking like a poor person.
Amen.
You must quit talking like a poor person. And so we are poor. My daddy was poor and his daddy were poor. We're poor folks, but we're poor, but we're proud. Well, both of those are wrong. God will deliver you from both if you'll believe him. But even though you got no money at all, you got to begin to agree with the scripture. You got to begin to call yourself blessed. Amen. And think that way and talk that way. And as you prosper in your soul, in your thinking and understanding and your believing and your speaking, it's only a matter of time until it starts showing up in the outside, in your pocketbook, in your checking accounts, and what you wear and drive and eat and everything else. And you're blessed and you're able to be a blessing.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The God of Abraham, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-326. That's R-326, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me the victory through my Lord, Jesus Christ.
God's my source.
Keith and Phyllis Moore and Faith Life Church of Branson would like to invite you to a week of increase, October 10th through the 15th. We serve a God of increase. His will is increase in every area. Come and learn how to receive the increase God has planned for you. These meetings will be held nightly at 7:30 and child care through age 8 will be provided. If you would like to join with us live on the internet, you may do so by visiting our website at flcbranson.org. For more information about these meetings, please visit our website or call 417-334-9233.
Hallelujah! Glory to God.